Our first feature this week is Out of the Ordinary. As you may know, there's another talking newspaper based in Diss and known as Waveney Words. They've recently produced their 1,000th edition, and as part of their celebrations, they hosted an interview with the BBC's Martha Carney. They've allowed us to play their recording. This week, we will hear the first half.
I'm pleased to be sitting with Martha Carney, renowned radio and television journalist and presenter. She lives in a village just over the border in Suffolk. Thank you for joining 1,000th edition of Waveney Words, Martha. You've broadcast on television as Newsnight presenter and edited, as well as top Radio 4 programmes, Woman's Hour, The World at One, and of course, the Today programme. Tell us, Martha, how did you get into broadcasting?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for inviting me, and congratulations on your 1,000th edition. That's something definitely to be proud of. And, you know, it's so long ago that I got into broadcasting, I can barely remember. That's not quite true. I started off as a phone operator at LBC Radio in London, an independent radio station, and did various odd jobs there, as I say, working on phone-in programmes, starting off in the news information department. In those days, the research was done by looking at newspaper cuttings. So the department employed people to literally cut newspapers and use glue and stick them to pieces of paper. So if a reporter was going off to, I don't know, let's say Azerbaijan, they'd go and look in the A, and then they'd be given a bunch of cuttings for Azerbaijan and take them away. So that's how I began. I got on a training scheme there and was sent to something called the National Broadcasting School in Soho, which was for all the fairly new independent radio stations that were being set up around the country at that time.
And was that graduate work?
No, there were lots of people I was working with who hadn't been to university. There was a sort of big mix of people at LBC, and Independent Radio News was also in the same building, was the sister organisation. And there were lots of people there who'd come up through local radio all around the country, or lots of people from Australia. So there were lots of people who weren't graduates.
Yeah. So was it hard then getting... Did you go from there to the BBC?
I did. Eventually, I worked in lots of different parts of LBC and IRN, eventually became a political correspondent, and covered the, I think it was the 1987 election I covered for IRN. And then after that, I applied for work on a Channel 4 programme called A Week in Politics, and became a reporter there, and was a reporter there. That was great. I really enjoyed that, actually. They sent me to Hong Kong. I went to the United States to cover the beginning of an election there, all over the place. And then the BBC was starting a new political programme called On the Record, and I applied for a job on that and got a job there.
And from there, straight up, is it?
Well, I don't know. It's not quite straightforward. I seem to remember applying for lots of different jobs in the BBC. But what was good for me about being on the Record, because it was a weekly programme, I was able to spend a lot of time developing political contacts, which were very useful to me in my later career, and also spending a lot of time in Northern Ireland, which I came to specialise in. And it was a time when the Troubles, as they were called, were kind of in a kind of deadlock, and nothing very much seemed to be happening, and nobody was very interested in covering them from the rest of the United Kingdom, from the mainland, as it's sometimes called. So I spent a lot of time making contacts with Northern Ireland politicians and with people in the political parties and in the paramilitary movements as well on both sides, which was very useful. So I was able to see the start of the peace process.
So was it a hindrance or an advantage being a woman to get on in the BBC in those days?
Well, in broadcasting in general, it was definitely more difficult being a woman than it is nowadays. If, for example, if you look back at LBC, the main presenters of the Breakfast programme, they're great, Bob Holness and Douglas Cameron, but both men, and most of the programmes throughout the day and 24 hours were presented by men, and it was the same at the BBC. So the main presenters of the Today programme, the World at 1 p.m., they were all men. It was the occasional woman, but really not very many at all. And certainly in political journalism, there were very few women, and still not that many women. Often the hours don't kind of help very much with families. So I think at the outset, it probably was a hindrance. It probably was a prejudice. There was an idea that women, I mean, somebody actually said this to me, that women lack gravitas, they lacked authority. I think that was the view, that to be the kind of person who can deliver the news, you had to be, you know, a man, or, you know, the occasional token woman. I mean, there were women presenting it, but it was certainly the exception rather than the rule. And that's, I'm very pleased to say, has completely changed over time.
And as you progressed, is there a point where you come to, they're inviting me to do programmes now instead of me applying for them?
Yes, that has happened over time, which has been rather lovely. So, for example, I got asked 4 or 5 years ago, would I like to go and present a television series going round Ireland, which is where I was born, called Great Irish Journeys. And I was like, well, you're going to pay me to do this. What a wonderful opportunity. So I was really absolutely delighted to do that. And it was such a clever idea, because it was following in the footsteps of a Victorian surveyor who was carrying out a survey before the railways came to Ireland, and knew a lot about geology, but he was also a watercolour artist. Mm. So we took his paintings and went to the places where he'd been portraying them and seeing how much they'd changed over time. Mm. And we were very lucky. We had very good weather that summer, which is quite unusual in Ireland.
You've done television and radio. Do you prefer one or the other?
I do like them both very much indeed, but I think there's an intimacy about radio that is quite different from television. It's easier to do the interviews, particularly with people who aren't used to studios, or when you're in their home, you're not having to put up lights or loads of equipment. It's just a small microphone. It's just generally less cumbersome. And also, I think people have a different relationship with radio presenters, because they're listening to you while they're having their lunch or brushing their teeth. And quite often people will say, oh, you know, I've had my breakfast with you, or I've had my lunch with you, and you can tell. And I feel the same way. You know, you'll be in a lift in the BBC and you'll hear a voice behind you and you think, oh, that's so-and-so who I, you know, you feel you know people better in radio. But then there are obviously some things that television is very well suited for. I mean, like travel programmes, I think, can be harder on the radio. I mean, people do say the best pictures are on the radio, and that is sometimes true. But I think there are a lot of programmes that people really do want to see the pictures as well.
With all these years of experience, what tips would you have for a young news reporter who's going out interviewing people?
I think the best thing is to be really curious and to be interested in everything around you, because you never know how you're going to pick up a story just by listening to people. When you're interviewing, really listening to what they have to say and then asking the question that follows on from that, that will elicit an interesting response or tell you something more that, that will kind of lead the conversation on or to discover a story.
The kind of questions that I'm sure you hate.
Our thanks go to Waveney Word for this recording, and our congratulations on their 1,000th recording.